This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Texas leaders are reviewing their next move after appealing a federal ruling that prevents newly passed congressional maps from being used in next year's midterm elections. The ultimate decision will now be made by the U.S. Supreme Court. Mark Jones is a political science professor at Rice University. He says any request for a stayed ruling would go to Justice Samuel Alito, who oversees our region.
Alito could say, no, this is a decision I'm not going to make myself. I'm going to take it to the whole Supreme Court. If they grant the stay at the Supreme Court level, then we are likely to see us use the maps that were passed this summer. On the other hand, if they say no and they don't grant the stay, then we're more likely than not going to be using the districts that are currently in place, that is, that were drawn in 2021.
Jones was a guest on Houston Matters. He described the current congressional map situation in Texas as, quote, chaos. A federal judge issued a preliminary injunction Tuesday prohibiting several Texas school districts, including Conroe ISD and Montgomery County, from displaying posters of the Ten Commandments in classrooms. Senate Bill 10, the law passed this summer, requires all public schools to hang a copy of the poster in classrooms. News 88.7's Bianca Seward has more.
In his ruling, the judge says it was impractical, if not impossible, to prevent people from being subjected to unwelcome religious displays under the law. Conroe ISD had initially paused their rollout of the posters in August after a separate preliminary injunction prohibited neighboring school districts, including Houston ISD, from displaying the signs. But Conroe changed course after the attorney general directed school districts to comply, if not directly affected by the ruling. The lawsuit, including Conroe, was filed in late September. In a statement, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, which represents the plaintiffs, called the law plainly unconstitutional. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
Houston City Council is expected to vote today on a measure that would ban the use of electric scooters during the overnight hours across the city. The policy would implement a curfew from 8 p.m. until 4 a.m. The city says nearly 80% of emergency medical calls relating to e-scooters occur between that time period. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for NPR.